The Best Mix, 98.3 The Coast, and The Best Mix in the Morning Show with your Daily Dish now for Wednesday. And the show has no TV home. Most of the nominees will probably stay home, but the nominations for the Golden Globe Awards have been announced anyway. The ceremony will take place January 9th in L.A. Hollywood is largely boycotting the Globes after news broke last year that the Hollywood Foreign Press Association had no people of color among its membership and also about some internal corruption. The HFPA made the unusual move of not requiring a submission for nominations this year since most studios declined to take part. The leading nominees are Ted Lasso, Squid Game, West Side Story, and Belfast. The full list of nominations are at People.com. A short time ago, in a city not far away, Return of the Jedi was honored by the Library of Congress. The Star Wars sequel headlines this year's 25 entries into the National Film Registry, chosen for their cultural, historic, and aesthetic importance to America's film heritage. Also on 2021's list are the animated Pixar film WALL-E, the classic horror flick A Nightmare on Elm Street, Lord of the Rings, A Fellowship of the Rings, and Jennifer Lopez's breakout movie Selena. There are now 825 films in the National Film Registry inside the Library of Congress. Sony Pictures has canceled the long-running Dr. Oz TV show. That move comes on the heels of Mehmet Oz announcing that he'll be running for Senate out of Pennsylvania. According to CNBC, Sony didn't cite Dr. Oz's candidacy as part of the announcement, but it did say that the spinoff show The Good Dish, hosted by his daughter, Daphne Oz, will be replacing the show starting January 17th. And the city of Chicago says it will sue Jussie Smollett to recoup the $130,000 that was spent on investigating his fake hate crime. On Thursday, a jury found the former Empire star guilty of disorderly conduct for lying about the 2019 incident. He faces up to 15 years behind bars, but legal experts say it's more likely he'll stay out of jail and get probation. A statement from the City of Chicago's Director for Public Affairs reads, "The city intends to continue to pursue its lawsuit and hold Smollett accountable for his unlawful actions and demand that he compensate the city for costs incurred by the city police department, which took his false claims of harm seriously." And that is the Daily Dish for today on the Best Mix in the Morning Show at 98.3 The Coast.